Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 49 of GDN, the podcast. We're back, guys. And again, it's kind of been like a bit of a May situation. Do you know what I mean? We're back, bro. We're back. You know, it's the 22nd of June. And we have the first podcast of June. Hey. I never said when. Maybe I did, but we don't need to think about that, yeah? We just need to think about the fact that we're still just going to go with two pods a month. That's what we're doing. To be honest, I'll just upload when I want to upload, to be honest. But there's actually a lot of stuff to talk about this week, guys. But Daniela was meant to join me, and Daniela will probably join me for episode 50, which, guys, we're nearly at episode 50. I think it's quite wild just taking this long to get to episode 50. Kind of speaks to the unseriousness of this podcast. I don't really take it seriously. Which, I mean, I probably should. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, I feel like that'd just not be this podcast. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you guys get the episodes when you get the episodes. Just like, ooh, a new episode dropped. You know what I mean? It just comes out of completely nowhere. And you guys run it up as you do. It's regard, like, do you know what I mean? Like, regardless, but anyway, if I was a serious organization, then maybe I would be a bit more consistent, and maybe we would hit 50 episodes within a year and not over 2.5. That's not the point. That's neither here nor there, bro. What we are here to talk about today, though, hey, I'm recording this on Thursday, the 22nd of June. It's currently just past 1 o'clock, yeah. And hey, a lot of stuff is going on, or has gone on in the last couple days, hours, even minutes, yeah. So if you guys don't know, there was this submarine, right, that went to go see the Titanic shipwreck with 5 people on it, who each paid between, the numbers I've been hearing is between 200,000 and 250,000 euros, dollars, my bad, to get onto this boat, right? And it was boat, submarine. Same issue, guys, you know the story by now. I'm sorry, if you don't know the story by now, I really don't know what you're doing here, because, you know, I talk about the things that are going on the Twitters, right? So, hey, guys, just download Twitter, and you have the script to the pod at this point. But the submarine, yeah, going to see a shipwreck, these five people, paying this ludicrous amount of money to go see a shipwreck in a submarine at the bottom of the ocean on the seabed, like, could they not see that it was laced in judge? Because they've been down there since, like, what, Sunday, Monday? It's Thursday, isn't it? It's been more than 3 days. They've been there pretty much the whole week, right? It's long for them. And there's even a Twitter account which has the, you know, the Titanic submarine countdown, and it was showing how many hours of oxygen the submarine had left, and that shit has run out of oxygen in the last, like, hour. So, you know, it's not looking good. They aren't going to be found, because, come on, man, we know fuck all about our oceans. But this is exactly why you just never do something like this. I just want to speak on the moral compass. Obviously, like, rest in peace to the people that, like, because, hey, ain't no way they even, you know, we're just assuming that they're still alive. Hey, anglerfish might have attacked them by now. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't know anything about our oceans. So I'm just going to speak of them like they're dead, because it's not looking peak. If they come back to life, then hey, God is good, I guess. But you know what I mean? It's not looking good for them, right? But I'm not laughing at them, by the way. I'm just laughing at the predicament. I'm just like, why would you, as a person, like, say you are a rich person, like, say you're a millionaire, billionaire, whatever, you've got loads of money, loads of disposable income, right? What are you spending, like, 250,000 on? Me personally, I'm not spending it on a submarine trip. Because didn't people spend, like, I don't know whether it was even in the same ballpark, but, like, people are buying tickets to go to space. Do you know what I mean? And we know more about space. So going to space is a lot safer than going into the oceans, like, especially to the seabed, especially to a shipwreck of a ship that sunk in such, the most famous shipwreck in the world. It's the most famous shipwreck in the world. And you don't think there's going to be bad vibes there? Are you mad? Are you skunked? Does your head work properly? And then one of them's even related to people who are on the Titanic originally, that they're their great-great-granddaughter. And they chose to pay their own money to go see their, you know, the resting place of their dead relatives. Like, and you don't think there's going to be some sort of spiritual interference to the point that you're not going to come back? Like, are you mad? Like, you just, nobody seems to have thought about that. And they also just bundled off all safety precautions whilst going to see a shift going to see a ship that crashed and then got wrecked because it bundled all safety precautions. Like, guys, it's all just laced in poetic justice and just irony. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just a silly decision. We know nothing about our oceans. I was talking to Bademi about this. Shout out Bademi. I ain't saying fuck you this time, do you know what I mean? Shout out my man. But I was talking to Bademi about this, yeah. Anglerfish alone, I ain't going down to the bottom of the ocean. Let alone water pressure, let alone darkness, let alone the undulating surface. Let's get to the TikToks in a second, yeah? Because, hey, I got some shit to say about them things there. But, like, guys, we know nothing about our oceans at all. Like, at all, yeah? We don't have a Scooby, and people just think they can just go to the bottom of the ocean willy nilly. Like, this one's just never gonna. It was never gonna work. It was never gonna work. God, God. And then, yeah, I'm gonna get onto the TikToks now. Yeah, I watched like 2-3 TikToks on it yesterday. Like, why were people mentioning, oh, the submarine's bolted from the inside, so they aren't even able to escape? Why would they want to open the submarine at the bottom of the seafloor? Are you mad? Are you skunked? Are you tapped in the brain? Are you okay? And then just the dramatization of it all. Like, obviously, I ain't down there, so I don't know, right? But also, they're not down there, so they don't know either. So I don't know why other people's opinions are more valid than mine in this situation, right? But the video I watched yesterday was saying, oh, it's so dark down there, you know, it's filled with mud and everything, and they're either stuck in the ocean floor or they're undulating on the surface, kind of like bobbing along type shit. But, like, guys, why was he saying that? I was saying that you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. Like, don't get me wrong, they're in the submarine, right? And the submarine has lights, right? There ain't no way you're going to the bottom of the ocean without lights, right? And also, the submarine, if it's not been crushed open yet by the water pressure or whatever, do you know what I mean? If the submarine is still intact, they're inside the submarine, which has lights, unless they've run out of electricity. Do you know what I mean? Like, or even if they have run out of electricity, they're inside the submarine. So the outside conditions don't really matter. Yes, it could be pitch black, but they've got some form of light, surely. Ain't no way they went to the bottom of the ocean, they didn't bring, like, flashlights, at least. Like, come on. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the people, a lot of Twitter, obviously, people are getting their jokes off, as you people do, like, in even when this, like, tragic circumstances, like when the Queen died, people are getting their shit off. You know what I mean? People will get their shit off. But I feel like a lot of people just become fascinated with it to the point of just like, oh, it's just a bit weird. Do you know what I mean? Like, over the course of the days, the only real, like, information I got from it was obviously people's tweets. But, like, I was only ever seeing quote retweets of the one account that had the timing of, like, the oxygen tank levels. And I was getting that same notification from BBC News of, like, oh, the submarine now has 20 hours of oxygen left type shit. So I think, to me, it's just an unfortunate situation for the people involved. Obviously, like, you don't want people to go somewhere and never come back. But in terms of, like, it's not a disaster like it would be if, like, a plane just went missing. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're going on a plane, say you're taking a flight to Sydney and now you just go missing in the middle of the ocean, like, you're trying to just go to Australia, do you know what I mean? That's fair. Do you know what I mean? But these motherfuckers are trying to go and see a shipwreckage at the bottom of the ocean. Like, it was just never gonna work. Do you know what I mean? It was just never gonna work. It was just never gonna work. But anyway, that's segment one. I feel like I've decided we're gonna go back to our segments, because it's just like, why not? Do you know what I mean? Why not? Why not go back to segments? Do you know what I mean? Although, like, I do miss having a podcast done yet. I feel like I haven't done a pod with Daniel in ages. I mean, I actually haven't done a pod in ages. I was meant to do one with Tanisha when I went to see her last week, but it just didn't happen. But anyway, that's part one of today's pod. I don't know how long it's going to be. We're just going to be here until I've finished saying what I need to say. And then I will skedaddle the fuck away from here, do you know what I mean? But I'll be back within a week, because I kind of have to be, so I can continue the streak of 2 podcasts in a month. But for now, it's time for your dookie break. Time for your poopy break. Go and have fun, man. Go have fun. Now, the second thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about today, was the Zendaya situation. And I feel like this has been obviously just like a lot less of a news cycle story than it would have been if the submarine sitch wasn't happening. But I remember when it did happen immediately, a lot of people were talking about it, right? So Zendaya is in a new TV series show called Challengers, right? And there's screenshots that come on Twitter. I haven't watched it yet. I don't even think it's out in the UK. I don't know. There's screenshots from this TV series that Zendaya is a part of, right? And she's sitting on a bed and she's kind of making a deviant face, like she ready to fuck, you know what I'm saying? And then then there's a picture of two guys sitting next either side of her, and then a picture of one of them kissing her cheek, another one kissing them cheek, and then both of them kissing her neck, right? And now I'm thinking, like, me as Tom Holland, I actually don't know, like, whether they're still together, because, like, I don't know, the stuff like that be changing all the time. Like I actually don't know. I'm typing it now. Tom Holland and Zendaya, are they still together? Are they still together? Yeah, no, they're still together. They're still together. I don't know why I thought they'd be not together, but they're still together. I just had to make sure. Right, so me personally, could not be Tom Holland in this situation. I'd be crying. I'd be screaming. I couldn't date an actress. This is the point of this segment. That's the point of this segment. I could not date an actress because I feel like it's just a bit too real. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just a bit too much. Like, the same way, like, I couldn't date somebody who does OnlyFans. I couldn't date someone who's a porn star. It just feels wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just, to me, I'm not saying that these people are unworthy of love. I'm saying that they're unworthy of my love. Do you know what I mean? And if you guys want to cancel me for saying that, then please go ahead. Because, hey, if you're canceling me for, you know, me saying who is worthy of my own love, then, hey, it's not meant to be. I'm not meant to be, you know, a podcast host for real. Also, I'm playing around with, like, a segment of a hula hoop that connects. Like, so if you hear that, this, that's what that is. It's really fun. I don't know why. It's really scratching all of the right places in my brain right now. But yeah, I just wanted to say that just like in these type of predicaments, in these conversations, the reason as to why I wouldn't be able to date an actress is because of situations like this. Because it's just like, I understand to a point of like, oh, you're just insecure. Well, no, that's just kind of my girl. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't be able to do that. Like, what do you mean there's two other men kissing the neck of my girl after she made such a deviant face like that? Like, I know there's other people in the room. I know it's for a scene. I know it's acting. Like, I know it's not personal. There's probably no emotions in it. But, hey, hell fuck no. I ain't doing that shit. I cannot do that shit. I will not be doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I cannot fuck with it. I cannot fuck with it. But, anyway, this kind of, like, semi-relates to, something else I wanted to talk about. So, I've been watching Love Island, my sister. And, obviously, this year's actually been getting, it's getting pretty decent now, innit? But, first of all, very quickly, fuck two people, yeah. Fuck Mitch, fuck Sammy. Both of them pagans. Both of them, honestly, just odd people. Odd humans, weird men. Weird men. Especially that Mitchell. But, anyway, I'm not talking about the guys because we've been done knowing that guys are problematic. We've been done knowing that especially guys on Love Island are problematic. Do you know what I mean? So, hey, it's time for the women to be held accountable. Yeah? Yeah. That's what we're doing here today. Right? That's what we're doing here today. And it's not even necessarily, I'm not going at anyone in particular from this season of Love Island. You know, I have my thoughts, but I'll get to them when I need to get to them, when the season's really hotting up, when everything's getting nice and juicy. I'll get to them. But for today, I just wanted to specifically say, a lot of the times in the arguments that have happened so far this season on Love Island, yeah, you have the conversations like the guys, say an argument happened between a couple, the guys will go back to the guys and the girls will go back to the girls, right? But I feel like when the guys go back to the guys kind of have the balance more in terms of like what the rest of the guys are telling the person who's in the argument. Like they'll support the person in the argument, obviously, but they'll definitely try and explain the woman's point of view a lot better than the girls explain to the girl who's in the argument the male's point of view. Which, I mean, I understand, because a lot of the time these guys are chatting shit. But it just made me think about the fact that I just do think in female friendships there's a lot of coddling that goes on, which doesn't allow for growth. I'm pretty sure I might have said this before as a one-liner, but I just wanted to get my shit off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just need to hold them accountable. When you coddle people, it doesn't allow them room to grow. It doesn't allow them, you know, you're not helping them. You're pandering to them in a way that just enables them to continue the toxic habits that have put them in whatever situation that they're in that they need you to coddle them out of. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not helpful. It's not helpful. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that now you need to be telling everyone all of the brutal truths in the most harshest way possible. Obviously, there's a way to deliver the news that you want to say. There's obviously a way to deliver the news that you want to say. But, yeah, coddling needs to stop, guys, because it just excuses so much bad behavior that it's just not worth it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, as a woman, I've said this before, as a woman, if your guy is not good in bed and he's not pleasing you, stop giving him that, stop giving him that access to you, do you know what I mean? Because you're just consistently rewarding bad behavior. Like, this is the same type of shit. Do you know what I mean? As a friend, why are you letting your friend keep getting away with this type of shit? Because you know what they're doing is stupid. They probably know what they're doing is stupid, but they're crying, so now I have to... No, guys, just because somebody's crying doesn't mean they can't be told the real truth. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, even when your tears are flowing, that's when the convo needs to be flowing too, because you need to be told about yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe not in that conversation right there and then, but it needs to happen quicker. It needs to happen quicker, because a lot of the time, people ain't told about themselves. People need to be told about themselves. Guys, if you're friends with me and you're not happy with something I'm doing, yeah, I don't care whether you don't want an argument or whatever. 9 times out of 10, it ain't even going to become an argument, because if you come to me with a valid argument, yeah, and it's real and it's normal, yeah, and I can actually hear what you're saying, and it's, you've not just plucked it out your asshole, I ain't going to come at you and then be like, I feel like a victim. I feel targeted, all this type of shit. I'm not going to be pissed off at you, do you know what I mean? Like, if it's a normal thing to say, I feel like I'm talking really, really quickly. Why am I doing that? Let me just slow down. Anyway, I feel like if it's a normal thing to say, if it's a valid point of argument, like a valid point of critical, you know, I was going to say critical criticism, constructive criticism, there we go. You just help each other grow in a better way. That's really the point of this segment. I mean, we've done 2 like 8-minute segments so far, but that's really and truly what I need to say. I mean, hey, this kind of links back into another thing that's in my notes. This is, hey, they're not even one after the other. I'm just doing this while I'm talking. The subsection is called Levels to These Friendship Bezels, right? Not every friend is a friend for everything, right? Not every friend is a friend for everything. You can't just take anyone anywhere, but this is not new information, right? But I would say a lot of this, a lot of the time, people want to take certain friends to places where they know they're not kind of like, it's not their vibe, do you know what I mean? Like, they'll want to take non-smoker friends to a smoke up, they'll want to take non-clubbing friends to a clubbing night, do you know what I mean? They'll take girlies who want to be going up to bottomless brunches, they'll be taking them to museums. Guys, now you're wondering why your friendships are not banging. You're wondering why your company, you're not happy in their company as much, you know what I mean? You're not having as good of a time as you expected. You need to have the right company for the right situation. This kind of relates back to my last episode and how I was telling you guys to just enjoy your summer, you know what I mean? But you need to have the right company for these situations. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work, right? It's just not going to work, like, at all. And of course, I don't want it to not work for you guys. Like, I want everything to work out for you guys. Like, I love you guys all. You give me guys, I can't speak today. I'm gonna start again. You guys give me a platform which I really don't know what I did to deserve. But like I get to get myself whenever I want to, do you know what I mean? And for that I can only ever thank you guys. And I can only ever do that enough, do you know what I mean? But I just wanna, like, friendships now. I don't know, man. I don't know. I was talking to my sister about this. I was looking at my own life, right? And obviously, I know I've got my close friends, right? But I'm talking about, you know, periphery friendships, like friendships who, the people who, you know, you're not seeing all of the time, but like whenever you're together, it's just good vibes, you guys are laughing and shit. Like, a lot of periphery friendships just died in the first year of uni because it's just been, you know, obviously you went to school with these people, yeah. And now they've gone off to uni. And maybe you've gone to the same uni, maybe you haven't. But say you haven't gone to the same uni. Now, obviously, they've been settling to uni. They've been getting on with their course. They've had their work to do. They've been making friends by, like, you know, in their own uni city. And, you know, so people have kind of been replacing their peripheral friends. So unless you've now made peripheral friends in uni from first year, right? Which means, I mean, to have made friends, peripheral friends in uni in first year, like, you have to be some sort of like oddball, I'll be real, like, because how have you done that? The whole of first year, I'll be real, like, the whole of first year, I actually just stayed inside. But I tell you guys this, like, I'll be very open about this with myself in it. Like, I don't go outside in winter. I ain't going out when it's cold, bro. Like, that's the time to be inside. Like, that's not me saying I hate winter. That's me saying that I hate being inside. No, sorry, I hate being outside during winter. Do you know what I mean? So, hey, this summertime, we'll be expanding on the uni network. But that's neither here nor there. Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to say that I don't feel like supportive friendships, you know, the role player version of friends. Do you know what I mean? You have your star players, your closest friends. You have your all-stars, you know what I mean? The people on your best friends list. And then you have your role players. I'm saying the role playing friends ain't role playing like they used to. That's the whole conversation that I was trying to say. I spent the last 3 minutes trying to say that one sentence. Yeah, I mean, how I have a podcast, I don't know, guys. This is crazy. This is actually wild. I mean, you guys be telling me that you be listening to me, like, on your travels and shit. I'm just like, oh, that's crazy, because that's how I listen to, like, the podcast that I listen to. But I'm that for other people. Like, that's just so crazy to me, because podcasts have such, like, a big place in my heart. I just be talking for real. Like, I actually have nothing to say, really and truly. Like, even everything that I've said so far today, like, obviously I'm just giving my opinion, but, like, really, in the grand scheme of life, it doesn't matter, like, at all. Why are you guys listening? Like, I say this every single episode, like, why do you guys listen to me? Like, how do you want to know? Like, if you guys have my Snap, if you guys know my Twitter, if you hit me up anywhere, like, hit me up anywhere. If you're listening, let me know why you listen. And that's how I know that you're getting to this point of the podcast as well. You're at this point in the episode. Also, furthermore, share it around. I need to cough. I can hear it coming. Can you guys hear it coming? My voice is getting a bit of a raspiness. But, like, share the pod around. We ain't sharing like we used to, guys. I mean, which is kind of my fault, because I ain't releasing like I used to. Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I was getting brazy, but... Oh, guys, I completely forgot. I'm an employed babe now. Yeah. I'm an employed babe. I'm working again because, hey... Of course, I get my little bit of money from the podcast here, yeah. From the ads, right? But, we won. Now, I've got a lot of time. Like, I've got a lot of time. I finished uni over a month ago. Well, I mean, I finished my last assignment over a month ago, but I haven't been in classes since, like, April. Do you know what I mean? Essentially. So, I've been off uni for a while. Like, I've got a long time until I go back as well. We don't go back until the end of September, innit? So, I've got a lot of time. In that time, I may as well earn money. Do you know what I mean? I may as well make some dough. So I got a job, you know what I'm saying? I would, you know, say a lot of you guys get a job, because you could work 4 days a week and still have your 3 days. I spoke about this all in the last episode, you know what I mean? I'm just putting that into action. I'm just putting that shit into action. That's crazy. I'm really just putting my own work into action. I'm practicing what I preach, which I never normally do, which is quite exciting. Quite exciting, guys. That's really exciting, actually. Really, really exciting news. But anyway, that's it for this segment. And for the non-sports fans, this is the end of the podcast, right? Because, hey, the next segment, we're going to get deep into the NBA trades that have been happening, into the transfers that have been happening in football, how Saudi Arabia is taking over football, and how Brad Stevens has to be cooking up the greatest meal and dish and buffet that has ever been cooked up in NBA trade history. But anyway, yeah, that's it for this segment. Go and do whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Put your phone on the charger, because I know a lot of your battery fiends, like, you just be letting your phones get to stupidly low percentages for no reason. Just pure vibes, do you know what I mean? So, hey, go charge your phone now. Take this opportunity. When you hear the jingle, take the opportunity, go charge your phone. Oh, well. Oh, where do we start from, man? Do we start with the football or the basketball? I'm starting with the basketball. It's happened the most recently. So I'm going to my camera, yeah, and I'm just I'm going back to last night, right? So as I said, I'm recording this. It's now just past 1:30, yeah, right? So yesterday evening, I'm getting, you know, tweets on my timeline saying that Kristaps Porzingis is in talks with the Celtics, but, like, the Celtics, the Wizards, and the Clippers were in strong talks for a three-way deal that would have sent Kristaps Porzingis to Boston, Marcus Morris and draft compensation to Washington, and Malcolm Brogdon to LA, right? So sides were all still working through details, and Porzingis's $36 million player option that he had for this next season. He has 1 year left on his contract, and then after that he needs to, you know, up and at it, you know what I'm saying? He needs to re-up. But my whole shtick is, yeah, this was all agreed. Okay? I mean, Woj said that they're working on it, but when Woj tweets that, it means that shit's agreed. Do you know what I mean? So everyone's thinking that shit's agreed. Kenny released a video, KOT for Q, but on his second channel, right? But people were releasing videos, right? People were releasing tweets. People were beginning to host spaces about this shit, right? People were beginning to talk about this shit like it was a done deal. So now I'm heading to bed thinking, ah, okay. Yeah, I'm getting tucked in. This trade's happening. You know, Malcolm Brogdon's leaving. Sixth man of the year. Gave us, you know, he did everything that he needed. We needed him to do during the regular season last year. Obviously, if you don't know, guys, I'm a Celtics fan. He did everything that he needed to do for us during the regular season last year, but he wasn't quite the playoff riser that we needed. So, A, getting Kristaps Porzingis, which I think gives us a lot more depth at the in the bigs position, which I want. I think Joe Mazzulla wants to go big. I think that's the direction he wants to go in, which, I mean, makes sense. You've seen what Denver did this year. If you're a big team all around, there's not really a lot of that other teams can do. Do you know what I mean? So I like the trade. I liked that trade, especially. But, okay, the deal collapsed. The deal collapsed. So I've gone to bed thinking that the deal collapsed, right? Damn, that was like a double take. I'm dying here because, hey, I'm dying because of what I'm about to say. I see this tweet. I wake up today. Oh my God, guys, why do I have hiccups? Guys, why do I have hiccups? Oh my God. See, this is my body actively rejecting this news. But anyway, I get a tweet from Woj this morning. He's saying, the Celtics are trading Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies as part of a deal, sources tell ESPN. I read this, I'm like, oh my God. But like, from the Grizzlies, W move, because you just got rid of, I mean, arguably the worst villain in NBA history, in Dylan Brooks, and now you've traded him with somebody that a lot of the league hates. Anyway, obviously, I love Marcus Smart. Like, he's a big part of the Celtics, you know, this era of the Celtics, the post, you know, KG, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen era. Of course, big part of it. He's been here since 2014. But the Grizzlies send the Celtics their first-round picks from this year and next year. So the Celtics now have the 25th pick for today's draft. Right, and next year's pick via Golden State, right, and then the Celtics send the 35th pick on Thursday to the Wizards, whilst getting back Kristaps Porzingis. So the Celtics are giving up Marcus Smart and the 35th overall pick, yeah, for Kristaps Porzingis, the 25th overall pick, and a first pick next year. What? Brad Stevens, like, obviously I'm upset. Yeah, I miss Marcus Smart. Like, he's the heart and soul of this deal. We're giving up Danilo Gallinari and Mike Muscala anyway. Gallinari would have had to go anyway, but if we're bringing in Kristaps Porzingis anyway, so I'm not mad at that. Mike Muscala, if it was for the contracts, fair. If not, I feel like he could have been used in another deal. But hey, again, he was somebody who we traded for. I'm pretty sure we traded for him at the deadline. He played like 10 games, played a couple minutes in the Atlanta series in the playoffs, but outside of that, do you know what I mean? I'm just like, eh, do you know what I mean? It's okay. But the Tatum Brown Smart core never won a championship together. Can we just deep that real quick? Let's just deep that real quick. Let's really think about it. Yeah? How's that happened? How? But anyway, that's really what I have to say about the basketball. Bradley Beal's gone to the Suns, but fuck the Suns. They're still going to be shit, do you know what I mean? Because they got no depth at all. At all. But anyway, I'm going to go on to my football shit now because I got my shit to say. Hey, so getting onto our football shit now, hey. I mean, hey. Deonna's just come back from her leavers, right? My sister who's finishing high school, right? She come back from her leavers and she's skedaddling around the house. She walked in with two empty water bottles, right? Just went straight into the kitchen to fill them back up. I mean, I hear it's hot, but she's walking around, but, you know, with her little, you know, sign shirt. It's cute. It makes me miss that era, man. I mean, I don't actually miss it. I don't miss that era. But I'm excited that she's going through that era. Do you know what I mean? But also, living through that era in 2023 is crazy. Like, they're going to be like, oh, guys, I remember when we were leaving school. The submarine was happening, huh? When we were leaving school, COVID was happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just crazy. It's just a defining moment. I find that weird how just life works in that way. But anyway, let's get back into the football shit, yeah? Oh, no, here she is. She's here, guys.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I mean, Diona, I really wanted you to be on today's pod.
I'm so sorry.
What are your thoughts on the Marcus Smart trade?
It's quite upsetting, but I don't actually really care.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard that, but she said it's quite upsetting, but she doesn't actually really care. Because she only ever sits down. Have I got a water bottle? You can upstairs. I do have a strawberry kiwi water bottle that you can take. Yeah. It's on my bedside table. Are you going to keep interrupting my podcast? Huh? No? Okay. So, guys, in football, in the football world, I mean, no, I was talking about the owners, leavers, but anyway, I finished what I was saying. But in the football world, a lot of stuff has been happening. Saudi Arabia kind of taking over football, I'll be real. But, like, they're not just taking over football. They're kind of just taking players off Chelsea. And they're not just taking players off Chelsea. They're taking all the Muslim players of Chelsea. So, like, all of the Muslim players are going to Saudi Arabia. Like, Kante left, Ziyech left. Do you know what I mean? Like, Mendy left. I'm pretty sure he's Muslim. What is going on? Karim Benzema is in there. Like, everyone's going to Saudi Arabia and they're all getting bread. They're all getting bread to better. Bye, Diona. Have fun. Stay safe. Text me. Anyway, that was the final interruption of this podcast. My thoughts on Manchester United this transfer window, what are we doing? Manchester City have already signed Mateo Kovacic. They're in talks with Declan Rice. Yeah, they have Erling Haaland and they already have Julian Alvarez. They're just a good team. They stress me out. They've just won the fucking treble, man, and they're adding to it. Calvin Phillips barely played for them and now they want to sign Declan Rice and you already have Rodri. I understand you've lost Gundogan, but that's why you signed Kovacic. And you have Phil Foden, who still isn't playing games, bro. What's going on, man? This shit's not fair. Meanwhile, United, here we are with our dicks in our hands here, funding about, moving out. We're going to pay like 70, 80 million pounds for Mason Mount. Mason fucking Mount. If it was 30 million pounds, I'd understand. 30 mils, 40 mils at max, right? 50 million pounds. Anytime United are spending over 50 M's, you need to be questioning. Because is the play even worth 50 M's or are they actually worth 20 M's and we just have United tax? Because in what world is Mateo Kovacic moving for 30 million, yeah? But last year for Casemiro, we paid 60 M's. That was not a good deal financially. I understand Casemiro is a good player, but we're paying a lot of money for these players. You know what I mean? Antony, at the beginning of the transfer window last season, the numbers given for Antony were 40 million. We paid 100 million. Apparently, he's abusive to his girlfriend and he doesn't have a right foot. What are we doing with ourselves, guys? What are we doing? David De Gea, I mean, he hasn't been given a new contract yet, which I'm still very hopeful for, you know what I'm saying? It's like 8 days until his contract expires, which please, please, guys, please let that shit run down. Please, please. If we're a serious football club, we'll just let that shit go, right? And just sort out whatever we need to sort out after that. But we haven't signed, we're not even in talks yet for a new goalkeeper when we definitely need one. We're not in talks yet for a new centre-back when we definitely need one. We're not in talks yet for a new striker when we definitely need one. Guys, what are we doing? What are we doing? Everyone else is improving. Arsenal signed Kai Havertz in one of the weirdest... I don't know what it is about that transfer. It just feels weird. Like, 65 M's for somebody who was our flop at Chelsea. He's falling upwards, really and truly. Like... he somehow managed to do that. I don't know. It reminds me of the Torres signing. I don't know, man. It just feels weird. It might be the Torres signing in reverse. That's what I was meant to say. It might be the Torres signing in reverse. But, hey. It's a weird time to be a football fan right now. A weird, weird time to be a football fan right now. It's a weird time to be alive right now, to be honest. Like, just a lot of shit's been going on. But, hey. That's my thoughts on that. I'll come back. To be honest, I'll have this agreement with you guys. I'll come back whenever there's three topics I can talk at least 7 to 8 minutes about that have happened within popular culture, as have today. Do you know what I mean? Today we had the submarine for 8 minutes. We had Zendaya / friendship / women holding people accountable for 8 minutes. And then we had the sport for 8 minutes at the end. I don't know if this podcast is even going to be, what's 8 times 3? 24 minutes? It's definitely going to be longer. But that's not the point. You know what I mean? It's a rough guideline. Podcast should roughly be around half an hour. That's what we're kind of aiming for now in this era of the podcast. Do you know what I mean? We kind of stopped with the hour-long podcast. Unless they are just naturally that long, then hey, do you know what I mean? But I feel like the shorter podcast, you guys love them off a bit more. Do you know what I mean? They're more accessible to more people. The numbers, they do better. So, hey, we'll keep with that change for now. But until the next podcast, which won't be long because you guys know I desperately want to keep up the 2 podcasts a month shit. So the next podcast should be next Wednesday at the latest, because that's the last day, right? That's the last day of June. Is that even factually correct? No, it's not. That's not factually correct at all. The last day of June is next Friday, right? Yeah, it's next Friday. So actually, I can okay, that's fine. That's fine. We'll definitely have a podcast before the end of June. Daniela and Yona, the podcast when the girls are both on it, I'm going to be so excited for that, because you guys will finally see the full extent of our, like, siblingship, but also our friendship, because those girls are genuinely, like, 2 of my bestest friends. But anyway, until the next podcast, guys, don't forget that I love you. As I said earlier in the pod, share the podcast, man. Share the podcast. Help the GDN nation grow. We're now in Thailand. We're now in Quay places for no reason. And I just love that. So if you are in these Quay places, when I say Quay, I mean far away. I always forget there's a language barrier, and then I just move and start talking like 750,000 miles per hour, which is really intriguing because I only ever do that when I'm by myself. I feel like when I'm hosting, I'm a lot slower, but like in a good way, not in a bad way, do you know what I mean? But anyway, a lot of love, love for the love, guys. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, yeah? Because when you go out this summer and you go to a restaurant and then you place your order with the waiter slash waitress, and then they're like, hold up, you ordered that. I was listening to this podcast and he was talking about this. And when a waiter slash waitress talks to you about my podcast, that's when you know that you've done enough. You told enough people. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Okay? Until next time, don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace.